Let's plate this thing, everybody. Matt Derry with you on a Sunday, December 13th, and a Monday, December 14th. Post-game pod, Locked On Lions, on the Locked On Podcast Network. Great effort tonight by the Lions at Ford Field, but another loss as the Lions lose 31-24 to the Green Bay Packers. Not a real surprise today. I think everything happened the way we thought it would happen. Aaron Rodgers had a career day again. The Lions couldn't stop him. The run defense was a little bit better. But anytime you have an MVP candidate on the other side, you have a defense that is just so bad, it's not a good combination. And today, Green Bay did what they did offensively. The Lions gave a valiant effort. They lost Matthew Stafford to injury, yet were still in the game at the end of the game. Nearly got an onside kick down 7. Then when they needed a stop at the end of the game, this wasn't like last week with Mitch Trubisky. This is Aaron Rodgers, and he hits former Lion Robert Tonyan to end it on a third down pass. Green Bay 31, Lions 24. Thank you for listening and joining us today. We're brought to you by our friends at Pepsi, made for football watching. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play pro football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, and that is the League of Football Watchers. This football season, it's been different. We know that. Pepsi's here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. Pepsi, the refreshment you need to power through any game day. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Follow us on Twitter, at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions. You can also join the conversation and get the podcast on the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Lions lose. They're now 5-8, 1-5, by the way, at Ford Field. Green Bay has clinched the NFC North, 10-3, 5-2 away from home. Story of the game, it was simple. Third quarter, it's 14-14. Somehow the Lions were tied at the half. Green Bay gets the football. They go on a long-ass drive, and they get a touchdown. And they take a 21-14 lead. The Lions go 3-and-out. The Packers get it back. They go into the fourth quarter, and they score again. A field goal. I got news for you. Okay, actually a touchdown, excuse me. I got news for you. When you're out played in the third quarter, number of plays in the third quarter, Green Bay 21 plays run from scrimmage on offense to the Lions 3, you're not going to get it done. All day long, the Lions had third down opportunities on defense to get off the field. And all day long, Green Bay got conversions. 8 out of 11 on third downs. And in that first drive of the second half, twice, Green Bay had first and 20 because of penalties. And on both instances, the Packers converted later in the drive. You got Aaron Rodgers on first and 20. You can't let him convert. Aaron Rodgers was not sacked today, was not intercepted today. 26 out of 33 for 290, a passer rating of 133.6. All day to throw, all day. And look, Everson Griffin's on the COVID list. Trey Flowers is out. Danny Shelton is hurt. I get it. The Lions had their excuses. They have a lot of excuses. Some of them are relevant. They are banged up defensively. Okuda didn't play. Trufant. All those guys. But this defense is so pathetic and so bad. And they tried different things. But they just couldn't touch Aaron Rodgers. There's a reason Green Bay wins. You want to know why? Yes, they've got the MVP in Aaron Rodgers. He's right up there in the MVP race. But you know what else they have? They got an offensive line that plays well together. They got a stud left tackle. And up front on defense, their D-line was ferocious today. Batting down Stafford passes. Getting to Stafford with 4 sacks. Knocking Stafford out of the game with the Kenny Clark hit. Matthew Stafford with a rib injury could not return today. Is this his last game as a Lion? Could they hold him out of the last 3 games? It's possible. You know Stafford's going to want to play. But Matt Stafford knocked out of this game, the toughest guy like in the league. All right, tried to throw the ball on the sidelines, couldn't. Went to the locker room, came back out, tried to throw the ball again. Went back to the locker room again. Then came out and he was done. And Chase Daniel had to take over. But the Lions had opportunities today. Couldn't take advantage of them. A couple of missed throws by Stafford. He had Marvin Jones open. Would have been a big play in the first half. Missed him. Just overshot Danny Amendola, too. Stafford had a passer rating today of 100.6. He played well. But it just isn't enough week after week when they play good teams. And again, it starts up front. The Lions' offensive line is fine. Okay? Ragnow's improved. Decker's good. Jonah Jackson's a solid rookie. But the right side of the O-line today was shit. You had Matt Nelson filling in for Tyrell Crosby, and you had Ode Abushi. I don't know why Bob Dahl. I don't know why Joe Dahl doesn't play. I don't know what's up with that. But too many penalties, too many issues today. Green Bay's got the Smith brothers, Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary. The Lions have nothing like that. And that's an indictment of the former general manager, the former maestro. Other than Romeo Okwara, the Lions don't have anything up front. And there's too many draft picks of Bob Quinn on defense that have offered nothing. Tracy Walker offers nothing. Will Harris offers nothing. Julian Okwara, a third-round pick this year, has offered nothing. Will Harris has offered nothing. There's too many of those guys that have brought nothing. And Green Bay's got a kid in Jaire Alexander, a cornerback. He's a superstar. You didn't hear his name called once today. You know why? Because he covers people. He's good. The Lions don't have anything like Jaire Alexander. The Lions have Mike Ford and poor Amani Oruwariye trying to guard Devontae Adams, who's the best at his position in the National Football League. The Lions don't have anybody like that. They don't have anybody that you go, oh, he's the best in the league at that position. TJ Hockenson's one of the better tight ends in the league, but he's not the best. Devontae Adams is the best receiver in football. 7 catches, 115 yards today and a touchdown. The first one, missed tackles, poor angles. The Lions' safeties stink. Stink. All of them. Daron Harmon is a terrific person and leader. He's not that good. You know, the Lions went up 7-0 today. Had good momentum to start the game. It looked good out of the gate. You know, got an early touchdown run from, was it DeAndre Swift had the first touchdown today? It was the Stafford shovel pass to TJ Hockenson. They went up 7-0. But then the defense had to hit the field. And Green Bay went down the field in like 5 seconds and scored on the Adams play, the 56-yard touchdown. You know, it was rough today. It was rough. Tweets at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions. We'll read some of those today. We'll get you some game balls as well. I do want to commend Daryl Bevel for something. We'll do that next, right here on Locked On Lions. All right, so Green Bay wins. It's the postgame pod, 31-24. I will say this about Daryl Bevel and the job that he's done as head coach filling in for Matt Patricia. The Lions are playing harder, and the Lions are having more fun, and they're more focused under Daryl Bevel. Now, these are paid individuals that should be playing hard all the time, but you can see under Daryl Bevel, and I'm not saying that Daryl Bevel needs to get the head coaching job next year. The Lions are 5-8, all right? But at the end of the half today, the Lions had all 3 timeouts left, went for it, and moved down the field. Only for Matthew Stafford to take a sack late to move them out of field goal range, and then they try to Hail Mary, and that was it. But Daryl Bevel, at least they're playing hard for. Daryl Bevel, at least today, at the end of the half, had a plan, saved his timeouts. At the end of the game, you know, Bevel had that challenge on the Marvin Jones play, which looked like a catch. But then he had 2 timeouts left. He played the clock the right way. He used his timeouts correctly. And then the Lions, of course, couldn't get a stop. But the team is playing inspired football for Daryl Bevel, and they're a little bit more fun to watch. But again, against superior teams like the Packers, there was no shot today. Aaron Rodgers was too good. He had too much time. You know, Aaron Jones didn't have an Aaron Jones-like game like he had in Game 2 of the year against the Lions. But Detroit just couldn't stop anybody. MVS, as Joe Tessitore used to call him. Marquez Valdez Scantling, 6 catches, 85 yards. Robert Tonyan, the tight end, former Lion for like 5 minutes, 5 catches, 36 yards. Davante Adams had the big day. You know, you look up and down that Green Bay roster and you see stud football players. Rodgers is a stud. Jones is a stud. Adams is a stud. Darnell Savage is really good. Kenny Clark is a stud. The Smith boys are studs. How many studs do we have? The Lions' leading tackler today was Daryl Roberts, who actually played a pretty good game before he got injured with a hip injury and had to come out of the game. Daryl Roberts wasn't all bad today, but there aren't enough studs on this team. And I know Kenny Galladay's hurt. I know DeAndre Swift is coming back from his eggs being scrambled the last few weeks. Stafford looked good today. But there's just not enough material on this team. Plain and simple. And whether Bevel coaches them up better or whatever, the next general manager is going to have to come in and blow that defense up at least. All right, Ragnow and Decker are keepers up front. Jonah Jackson looks like a keeper. But again, they can't run the football. 15 carries, 51 yards today for the Lions. Why can't there ever be a day where the Lions have ball control and outgain their opponent like 150 to something? It never happens. Poor Matthew Stafford, beat up again with the rib injury, had to throw 34 times today. It was just one of those days. And then the Lions get a stop, up 7. Packers have a false start penalty, and the Lions have a chance, and they force Mason Crosby. They force Mason Crosby to kick a 57-yard field goal, and he knocks it in. Just so typical, so typical. Some of your tweets coming in at Dairy Speaks. Eric Granada writes, "You were close on your prediction. This looks like a different team. Patricia must have really held back Bevel." Luce Philbin says, "I would have called a timeout to ice Crosby. 2-score lead late in the fourth quarter is too big of a deficit with a backup quarterback." No, you can't waste a timeout to ice Mason Crosby. The guy made a great kick, 57 yards. That's Lions luck that the other team's kicker hits from 50 freaking 7. Ivory Jackson writes, "Matt, good game. Man, it just makes you mad seeing how bad Quinn and company destroyed this roster, mainly on defense. How bad he was at his job, choosing guys like Tavai in the second, Davis in the first, Tabor in the second, moved up to draft Harrison Johnson, completely ignored the front 7. Shake my head." Yeah, Kerryon Johnson got a touchdown run today, but he's a second-round pick that never plays. If you have second-round picks that never play, and then you have second-round picks like Tease Tabor that you cut, gosh, that really stunts your growth as an organization. It really does. Lewis writes, "Yes, you got what you deserve. Lions apologists. Refs tried to help you and you still lost. Aw, wham." How did the refs try to help the Lions today? Because there were 50,000 defensive holding calls? I don't think that the refs helped them. I thought Marvin Jones made an unbelievable catch and dragged his second foot, and the refs said it was inconclusive. You know, I thought Miles Killebrew looked like he was inbounds on the onside kick. And it was inconclusive. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the refs helped the Lions today. I'm not buying that at all. Not at all. All right, I'm going to get you the game balls coming up next. First, though, Built Bar. Oh, my goodness gracious, tomorrow morning. I know what I'm having for my breakfast. Folks, if you haven't had the best-tasting protein bar ever, Built Bar, you're really missing out. They're incredible. It's a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. They're 100% covered in chocolate. They're soft and easy to chew. They're fresh. I got the white chocolate cookies and cream over the holidays, and it's incredible. The regular cookies and cream, they're still selling at BuiltBar.com, along with the 5 other new flavors, caramel brownie, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. They are so good, and they're low calorie, low sugar, and high in protein, and high in fiber. You can't beat that with a stick, all right? Do me a favor. Go to BuiltBar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, Lions lose 31-24 next Sunday. They are at Tennessee to take on the Titans. Let's get you some game balls today. There were some players that played well today. Matthew Stafford gets a game ball, 24 out of 32, 244, a touchdown, passer rating 100.6, sacked four times and knocked out of the game with a rib injury. Matthew Stafford deserves a game ball. He's tough. He is tough. He tried to gut it out and couldn't do it. But I thought he played pretty well today. Another game ball goes to Marvin Jones. I thought he was terrific. I know the numbers weren't great. Four catches, 48 yards. But he makes big plays, makes big catches. I thought that catch on the sideline that they didn't give him was a great play. He gets a game ball from me today. I'm going to give a game ball to Deshaun Hand. Three tackles today, all solo tackles. I thought in the first half, Deshaun Hand was disruptive. The problem is consistency with him. The rest of the game, not great. But I thought in the first half, he was making plays. So I thought he played pretty well today. Should I give a game ball to Aaron Rodgers? I mean, what can you say about that guy? That dude is just in another world right now. The Packers drafted a quarterback in the first round. And this guy's playing at a level that is amazing. Amazing. Three touchdown passes today. A rushing touchdown for Rodgers. The Lions had no answer for him. Got on the one touchdown pass to Robert Tonyan. Did you see Jelani Tavai in coverage? What a joke. God, is he bad. All right, coming up this week, we'll get you the crossover on Thursday. We'll get you a guest on Tuesday, the usual fare. Join us all week right here on Locked On Lions. Packers win 31-24. This is the Locked On Podcast Network, the post-game pod. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.